up, family? It's your favorite host, Maria Jordan from Afternoon Tea Radio, and I am sipping tea while spilling tea with my girl, Amber Noel. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm so well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, and you look beautiful as always.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk to you. We got to get on this bells and whistles.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it.
Thank you.
So before we get into the details, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you always in music? Like, what was your journey?
Yeah. So, you know, well, I'm Amber Noel. I've always had a love for music since I was a little girl. My grandmother would play, you know, Whitney Houston and all types of old goodies,
yes,
you know, for me in the car. That was like our Saturday ritual, running errands, listening to music.
I love that.
So when I became a teenager, I was like, I'm shy, but yes, I want to try. So I would go online and try to find different people that could get me on and get
nice
me in the studio. So the era of MySpace days.
Yes,
you
MySpace.
Know, you definitely were finding ways to get your music on there, and to, it was a platform for us.
Yes, it was.
So from there, I started to connect with people in LA, and I would just network.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, no, I did not know we were both from Maryland.
I'm from Maryland, DMV girl.
Too.
Yeah, but when I was 15, my mom and I moved to Arizona.
Oh, wow.
So we were in driving distance,
okay,
to LA. So I would go all the time.
Wow.
I got my car. I was like, I'm out of here.
Nice. Were you an only
times.
Child?
I'm an only child.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I got to do a little bit extra, you know, but, you know, it was growth. It helped me grow. You know,
yeah,
I learned how to interact in a room full of heavy hitters and
yes,
how to be confident when I didn't feel confident. I didn't even feel like I was supposed to be in the room.
Yeah.
So, I just started meeting people on the West Coast, and then everybody was leading me to Atlanta. So I moved to Atlanta when I was 18.
Wow.
And I had a dream, and I just kept pushing.
I know? Love that.
Yeah.
So it's been a dream forever.
Yeah.
And
forever.
So you were actually in a girls group, right?
I was.
So tell us about that journey. So
yeah,
how'd that happen?
So I moved here, was 18. I was still networking, still trying to find people to work with me. And I ended up coming across a audition. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go. And I went, and I was so nervous, but they ended up picking me for the group, and it ended up being an international girl group.
Wow.
And I got to live in Sweden.
What?
For
I
like
did not
4 months.
Know this.
Yeah. So we, you know, created an album, and I'm still friends with the girls to this day.
I love it. How many of you were there? What was the name of the group?
We were called Hard Candy.
Yes.
And it was three of us. And yeah, we performed on large stages. We opened up for Flo Rida.
Wow.
We toured, we went to Paris, you know, it was a good learning experience. It was almost like, you know, artist development in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you not new to this, you true to this.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
I love that. So what made you be like, you know what, it's time. It's time for me to get back in the studio and drop something.
Well, as of lately, you know, I was kind of doing stuff behind the scenes. I stepped back. I became a mom.
Yes.
A wife and all
yes
of that. I'm single now. How y'all doing? No, but I, you know, I did the whole family thing. I opened a business and, you know, just real life stuff. And so I stayed behind the scenes. I was doing music for TV shows and movies and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get back in.
Yes.
My heart is still in it. And I now have a wonderful circle of talented people that could actually help me get
execute
to the next level.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
So what was it like? Like, I love Bells and Whistles. I
thank
love
you
that specific song.
Thank
that's
you
the name of the EP,
yes,
but that song, yes, she's
yeah
listening to the song. It's a really good one. So everyone has to check that out. So what was the process like? Is it like you remembered? Or was it like, okay, I got to tweak some things now? Or what was it like in the studio?
I felt like my confidence level in the studio grew.
Good.
I'm now in a place where I'm not shy anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to make mistakes and to be around other creatives and not feel so intimidated in the room.
Yeah.
I've been writing more. And so when we created Bells and Whistles, you know, I was working with Lil Ronnie,
mm-hmm,
and he's my producer. And so we would get in and just come up with the sound. And he would bring in his writers, Felly and Jalen. And we had, you know, a couple of other people that worked on the project with us. And we went from there. But Bells and Whistles is a real story.
Mm.
It was something that I went through.
Wow.
A lot of my music I tell on myself. So
yes,
if you
I love
listen
that
to the actual lyrics, you will learn a lot about
okay
me.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That one is very telling. I will say.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was about you. I'm playing.
That part.
So, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song on Bells and Whistles?
Yeah.
You know what? I love them all for different reasons. I would say right now, it's between Show and Tell and Competition.
Show and Tell is my second favorite.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I love that. Okay. Yeah. So, and all of, ooh, now I got to go and listen back because I know it's all true.
It's all true, guys. There's no fake songs on the project. It's all real.
So were you always writing? Like, when did you start writing music?
I used to write in my journal, but I was always shy to, like, go in the studio and be like, oh, look, guys, I wrote this. And, you know, it was very intimidating. I've been writing a lot more and creating a lot more. So my new project that we've been working on, it's pretty much most of the songs I've written, if not all of them, majority of the songs. Yeah.
I went to Drexel for music.
Awesome.
And I used to write music all the time, and I still dip and dab, but it's so intimidating.
Yeah.
I remember I was working on music. I just wanted to sell my music. And I remember meeting with, I'm not going to say his name because he's huge and everyone knows him. And he was like, you know what? You're beautiful. You need to, you know, sing whatever. But you know, this is a little dated. And it was constructive criticism, even though like the 90s are back now, like that style of music is back now. But it was so constructive, but you gotta have tough skin because it made me feel like, oh shoot, well maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And it scared me away from it. Have you ever had experiences like that where it was like, okay, this is what I want to do, but I don't know, like this person might have made you feel second guess yourself?
Of course. I'll say, you know, even now with me creating and having more of a creative space to just kind of do it by myself as a writer.
Yeah.
It's a little intimidating because you're an artist. You're sensitive about your stuff. But if you know that the person is giving you constructive criticism that's going to help you grow, I'm all for it.
Yes.
So that's why I love my team, because they'll be honest with me during the process and also after. So, you know, my producer, Lil Ronnie, like some of the stuff that I've been doing, I played it for him, and there's some great comments, and then there's some things you have to fix. And sometimes you have to go back in and maybe add an extra writer to help you, you know, progress and get the song to where it needs to be. So, you know, it's tough skin, but it's also, are you open and willing to learn and to grow?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. So what else? I know you are also an actress.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us about that journey.
Yeah. So I actually just shot, I had a small role in a Tubi movie that's coming out in July.
What's the name?
It's called The Wrong Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I just shot that. So shout out to Booker T, who's a director. Thank you. I also had a part in Wicked City as an artist. I like did a cute performance for them. That was last year. So, you know, the roles have been coming in.
Yes.
I'm excited. I have some other things in the works. So,
yeah. Do you love acting?
I do. It's fun. It's different.
Yes.
It's different.
Because you're becoming a character.
Right.
So I love that. Did you always like think, oh, I want to try that? Or was it something that fell into your lap?
I've always wanted to do it. I just, you know, again, that confidence, you know, and then knowing the right people that can help you get into it. It's not easy. You know, you have to network, you have to know people, and then they have to believe in you, and then you have to be really good at it.
Yes.
Or, you know, so it's been a journey for me. Nothing for me has happened or came overnight.
Yeah. So you're also an entrepreneur.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have your own business. So what made you tell them about your business first?
So I own an ultrasound studio,
which is so cool.
Yeah. So I look at babies. It's called See Me Mommy 4D.
Aww.
It's in Georgia. So if you want to see your baby come.
Yes. So what made you do that?
Well, I went to school for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I took some time, went to school, and I learned like the diagnostic side, the hard stuff.
Oh, wow.
Hospitals, doctor's offices. I worked at like an elective studio that, you know, did like the fun stuff. I learned it, and I was like, you know what? I want to have my own schedule, be able to be there for my kids, do my music, you know, have time for everything.
Yes.
So I've been open almost 5 years.
That is congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge here.
Yeah.
Because businesses come and go. in the good Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
pandemic,
nice.
All of that.
Yes, but that's such a great business, though. It's unique. It's not a lot. I feel like, is there a lot of competition here?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I love
it's
that.
It's unique.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? What else you want to do?
Yeah. So like I said, I've been working on my new album. We just actually shot some content and videos for a couple of videos off of Bells and Whistles.
Oh.
So we've got the videos for Show and Tell and Competition coming at the beginning of or mid-April. We'll drop those. So you guys have some content to look at for those records. But in the meantime, I'm still creating. We're almost done with the album.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. We've got some surprises. Yeah. I'm really
excited.
Yes,
I'm excited
next level.
For you. So tell us about the woman, Amber. Like, tell us about you and what your journey has been like outside of music or just getting into music. Has there been challenges? Has there been like easy, you know, you're a mom, you're an you've been married, you've been divorced, like you've been had a lot of experiences.
Right.
What has it been like for you?
You know, it's a juggling act. You know, you want to balance everything. You want to make sure your kids aren't neglected. Your home life is not neglected.
Yeah.
Your work is not neglected. You know, but then you want to still stay true to your passions. You know, so it's a juggling act. It's what us women have to do.
We do.
You know, we got to do it. We get it done. And
then
you
women
know,
of color, it's like you get a whole nother level of
it takes
expectation
a village.
And stuff.
It takes a village, though. So I have a great network and a great support system. So they're the reasons why I'm able to do what I do.
Yeah. And what I love about it, like with my daughter, once I had her, it was kind of like, okay, now I got to do this. Not even if I fail at it, I have to try. I need her to see me working, see me like going after my dreams, seeing that it's okay and it's possible to do amazing, fail sometimes, but you just got to try.
Right.
Has that been like your motivation?
Yeah, my kids see me every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look at me. I make it look easy, I think, for them, but I always try to, remind them, this is not the normal, you know, I'm around because I've made sure that I'm around, you know, but that's not always an option for some people.
And it's, you said something, even when you moved to Arizona and you were always looking to network, I think you were kind of ahead of the game
because
a lot of people don't understand how important it is to build that circle.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you were like, okay, let me get online and start immediately on that. And that was not how I didn't even think of that. So what was it? Was it like you just knew to do that? Or was it someone spoke into you like you got to get yourself out there? Was anyone influential in that way?
Honestly, it was God, because I feel like he knew what journey I needed to be on to get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
So nothing happens by coincidence. We all have our own separate journey. And God really put it in me to know to do that, because no one was telling me. No one was like, girl, you need to da 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 da. I was like, you got to be self-sufficient. You got to, you know, know what you don't know. It's crazy. But, you know, I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've known a lot of people in the industry since I was 18. Like,
wow.
We'll joke about that when I like run into people like, wow, you know, it's been a long time.
And then just thinking about sometimes I think as we're moving, we be moving so much, you be forgetting about how many people like, dang, I do know this person.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I am in this already.
Yeah.
So how do you get past like any self-doubt, like feeling like, dang, I don't know if I could do this? Or do you ever feel that way?
Sure. You have your doubts.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that feeling. But like I said, you know, your journey is your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to remain confident and know that you are where you are because that's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be in those rooms if I wasn't meant to be there.
Yeah.
You know, we're all here because we are supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So just, you know, don't ever look at yourself as lower, like you don't belong. And if you don't feel like you do, then work on your craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always room to grow. There's always room to be better. So keep working until you do feel confident.
No.
Make it till you make it, girl. Yes. You know?
I completely agree with that. Yeah. And just, you know, I think sometimes we think, okay, I'm supposed to have this, and we're comparing ourselves to other people. It's supposed to be this life right now, but it's on God's timing. And sometimes it's not right now. That doesn't mean that it's never.
Right.
And we just gotta keep moving forward. You know, were there any obstacles on the way that almost drifted you away from your passion?
Absolutely. Real life, you know, yeah. You become a mom and society is saying, oh, you're a mom. That's it.
You can't do that. No more.
You don't have time to do that. Mm. You're a wife. You don't have time to do that. You know, you got to be home. And there were times where I felt terrible for going to the studio.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is, you know, because it's late nights, you know, you're around, you know, a lot of men, you know, and you want to make your partner feel comfortable, but then you also want to get what you need to get done. So it's a hard balance in that. That definitely paused me for a little bit.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you move past that? Because I think a lot of women go through that. A lot of women feel like, dag, these are the things I'm supposed to be doing. This is what society has said I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And, but I have these dreams. I have these aspirations. Like, what's the conversation like, or what, how do you still do it no matter what? Because I feel like that compromise sometimes, ruin relationships, but it makes it rocky.
It definitely can make it rocky. You want to have a supportive partner at all times. But I love that we have examples of, you know, motherhood and wives in the industry now where it's not so taboo.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Beyonce, Victoria Monet, where, you know, moms, their wives, their everything, their hard workers, their business owners as well. And I think it's not so taboo anymore.
Yes, very true.
So it makes it easier and I'm more confident because they've opened those doors for it to be normal to be a mom and still be sexy and still be able to do the same things that the other girls are doing.
Yeah, I love that. So who is your biggest influence in music?
I mean, come on. Our girl Beyonce. Come on. Yeah. You know, we love Beyonce.
So have you listened to Cowboy Carter yet?
Absolutely.
Yes. So how do you feel about the change in the different genre? Do you think you feeling it, or you feel like, listen, you need to stick to one? How do you feel about it?
I love that for Beyonce. I think if anyone could do it, it's her.
For sure.
You know, she's influential in so many ways. It's more than just a genre of music. I believe that her album is still her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
She's not switching up and changing who she is to create a body of work. She's just showing us a different side of her.
Absolutely.
So I think it's amazing. I love the records.
Yes.
They're fun. They're all different vibes, but it's still true to Beyonce. So.
And I do love the partnerships that she did in this
Absolutely.
Album. She did a great, and I think one thing I love about her is there's always a bigger purpose to the music.
Right.
And she just sometimes wants to shake some tail feathers and let y'all think about it. And so I love that. I love that for her. And I can't wait to see what's next, because I don't know where she gonna go from this. She
gonna
be
a
doing
tour, girl.
Oh, I know she gonna do a tour, but I'm like, is she about to do a rock and roll album?
Right.
Like, what we gonna see next from B?
Yeah, could be.
And I love that for her. So, what about you? Do you feel like, so you are R&B, pop, soul? Like, that's your. Do you see yourself kind of jumping out there doing something different?
I would. I love all types of music. I was actually in the studio and I was like, y'all throw on this Leon Rimes, some Shania Twain.
Oh, wow.
I had us in there grooving to country music for a little bit because I grew up on the 90s country, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I love that sound already. But I don't know if I would ever do it, but it's definitely, it's in me.
And
you
it's
know?
Influences you.
Of course.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you just got a placement, girl. Kiss of Death.
Yes, ma'am.
How was that?
It was amazing. So my producer, Lil Ronnie, did the music for the movie.
Okay.
And we threw, you know, a couple of the Bells and Whistle records in there that happened to fit. So that was wonderful. And, you know, he's been able to get me in on other placements as well in the past with the music, so it's been great.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. What other placements?
We put Bells and Whistles in Wicked City. What else?
It's goodness.
There was a movie, I can't think of the name, but there was a movie with Country Wayne that he did.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't Bells and Whistles in it, but we did some records and one of them made the movie. Yeah.
Girl.
your girls weren't working.
I mean, you know? And how do people be knowing?
They don't. Like, yeah, but we gonna let them know. It's
we
okay.
gonna let them know. This yeah. the year.
This is the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want people, like, what do you want to be known as? What do you want people, how do you want your music to resonate? And who do you want it to reach?
You know, I feel like I can relate to a lot of different people. You know, like I said, I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a girl, though. I'm a woman. And
yeah.
we go through different changes and we shed our skin every day almost. And so I feel like my music is very personal. And a lot of women will be able to resonate right. with it.
Yeah.
And you'll find at least one song that you like. And
oh,
that
yes.
you can relate to.
Oh, yes, for sure. And as far as like the ultimate goal, what's Amber? What's Amber going to be doing?
Yeah. Well, we're putting out a new album. Hopefully we'll tour soon. More movies, you know. All things great, you know. Get some merch out there.
Yes. Do you think you're going to stay in Georgia?
Absolutely. Georgia's home. Georgia's yeah. home. I love to travel. I will be everywhere, but I, you know, Georgia's home.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. And yeah. where's your favorite city?
My favorite city,
mm-hmm.
like in the world?
Mm-hmm. Because you lived in Sweden. You didn't.
Yeah. My favorite city, I would say. I would say Stockholm. I would say
oh,
Sweden.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'll say that because it was very clean, very safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's very safe. But I have been, you know what though? But Japan was nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
But I wasn't there very long to really like go and venture out as much as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But Japan was really nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She be traveling, y'all.
Yeah.
She be all over. Oh, I love this. I love it so much. So do you, what do you want to, like, how do you want your influence to be on women? Like, you're beautiful, you're talented, and there's going to be a lot of young women and people who are going to, who I'm sure already do look up to you. You're an entrepreneur and all those great things. What do you want them to get out of you just following you, listening to your music? I know you want it to be relatable. Is there anything more that you want?
If I had some advice, I would just say, you know, to stay present, stay in the moment. You know,
yeah.
we always look for what's to come or we're thinking about the past. But I think I found peace and growth in just staying present.
Yeah.
And being in the moment and really taking in, the lessons that life will throw at you, because that's how we grow. And
yeah.
as women, like, my music will evolve, and the things that I've talked about on Bells and Whistles is not really what I'm talking about on this next project. So you'll feel the growth, you'll see it. And yeah, it's relatable.
When did you do Bells and Whistles?
You know, I started on Bells and Whistles last year.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked on that. I want to say last May is when we started.
Wow.
And then we didn't put it out until September
mm-hmm.
of last year. So it's been almost a year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. And do you, what's the plan for the new album? When is it going to drop?
We're going to drop a single.
Okay.
We're going to drop a single after we drop these music videos for competition and show and tell.
Ooh.
We're going to drop a single probably around May. May or June.
And if you could work with anybody, who would it be?
Besides Beyonce. Come on. Beyonce, call me, girl. I love you. I love you.
Who else?
Yeah. Who else would I work with? There's a lot of people. I'll say Drake.
Okay.
I love Drake.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, I watched him come up, same, mm-hmm. you know, he's a little bit older than me, but, you know. I like his vibe. I like how he can switch it up. He can do any sound as well.
Yeah.
Like, people don't really recognize that. He's hit a lot of different genres as well.
He does. So, yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, Drake, you heard it.
Call
What's
me
up? We're trying to get this album or this single. We want to hear a single. So do you see yourself doing anything as far as like books, or like, I'm seeing books, I'm seeing,
you know what's crazy, my best friend shout out to ET, how you doing? My best friend has always told me, he's like, your life is so crazy,
mm-hmm.
in a good way.
Yeah,
but it's crazy, it's always something going on, it's always a story. I think probably later on.
Yeah,
later on.
That's
not right
might
now.
Consider.
Still living.
What would be in the book that we don't know?
A lot of, like, you know, inside stuff about my experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
you just have to read the book. You know? No, you know, I honestly just experiences.
Yeah.
Good, bad, you know.
But we'll hear it in the music too.
Yeah, and you hear it in the music. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I love that. And what's going to be the legacy of Amber Noel? What do you want your legacy to be? What you want to be known for and as?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I want my kids to always be proud of me, you know, as their mom. Yeah. But I just want women and just people in general to just go for everything that they want. Don't let any circumstances stop you from anything that you want to do in life, no matter what's going on in the moment. It's all in the journey. It's not about the destination. So just stay present, stay prayed up. And work hard. You got to work hard. Don't forget that part. But, you know, I just want people to look at me and say, wow, she's come a long way. She really did it.
I love that. And what's the lesson, you know, your biggest lesson that you've learned through the journey?
My biggest lesson, I would say, that's a good question. My biggest lesson, don't take things so personal. Mm. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's not always personal. Yeah.
That's a hard one. Yeah. I think we take so much personal now. Mm-hmm. I love that. All right now. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
So tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can get this new album, everything, how they can keep in contact with you.
Yeah. Well, you can follow me on Instagram at @AmberNoel_... And I'm on all platforms. I'm on YouTube under Amber Noel. My music is on all platforms as well, on Apple Music. Everywhere.
All right, y'all. Well, you heard it here. Make sure you are downloading Bells and Whistles. Make sure you are following Amber Noel. And a new single is coming out soon. We heard it here.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Do you know the name of it? You not know which one?
It's coming soon. I do know, but yes, it's coming soon.
Okay. No secrets. It's a secret, y'all. But we're going to all hear it together, and we're going to make sure we follow. So thank you again, girl, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. Make sure you listen to Afternoon Tea Radio every week, Thursdays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube and iHeartRadio. Peace. Perfect. Yay.